Cold card thieves move 83% of stolen Bitcoin into just 5 wallets. Most of the Bitcoin stolen in the cold card hardware wallet breach has ended up in a small cluster of addresses. According to crypto quant analyst Julio Moreno, the top 5 wallets now hold nearly 83% of the confirmed stolen funds, a detail Cointelegraph relayed on August 11, 2026. The finding turns a sprawling theft into a tightly concentrated one, and that shift matters for how the funds get watched, frozen, or eventually cashed out. The concentration follows earlier reporting that the attackers had already begun routing coins through mixers, pushing 64 BTC and 200 ETH toward obfuscation services. Pooling the remainder into 5 addresses is a different behavior. Mixing spreads funds out to break the trail. Consolidation does the opposite. It parks value in known locations that every chain analytics desk can now flag and monitor around the clock. Concentration is a double-edged position. Holding 83% of stolen Bitcoin across 5 addresses gives the thieves fewer moving parts to manage, but it also hands investigators 5 bright targets. Exchanges, custodians, and compliance teams can add those addresses to screening lists, so any deposit that traces back to them risks an instant freeze. The larger the balance sitting in one place, the harder it becomes to offload without tripping an alarm at the fiat off-ramp. That is the trade the attackers appear to have made. Bitcoin's ledger is public, so a wallet holding a large tainted balance is not a hiding place. It is a spotlight. Every future spend from those 5 addresses will be dissected the moment it broadcasts. Moving the coins in small pieces takes time and still leaves a trail. Moving them in bulk invites the exact scrutiny that flagged them here. The custody lesson behind the theft. The cold card incident is a reminder that a hardware wallet is only one layer of a security model, not the whole thing. Cold card devices are designed to keep private keys offline, and the brand built its reputation on air-gapped signing. A breach at this scale points to failures around the device rather than a wholesale defeat of the cold storage concept. Compromised seed phrases, malicious firmware or software in the signing chain, or social engineering that tricked holders into approving transactions they should not have. For anyone leaning on self-custody setups to spend or hold crypto, the takeaway is not to abandon hardware wallets. It is to treat the seed phrase as the real vault and the device as one door into it. A hardware wallet protects keys from a networked computer, but it cannot protect a seed that was photographed, typed into a phishing page, or stored in a cloud backup. The strongest cold storage rig still fails if the recovery phrase leaks. This is also where custody models diverge in their risk. Custodial platforms carry counterparty risk. If the provider fails or freezes accounts, balances can be stuck, as FTX and Wirecard both showed. Self-custody removes that dependency, but shifts the entire burden of key security onto the user. The cold card hack sits squarely on the self-custody side of that line, where a single lapse in seed handling can undo an otherwise strong setup. Recovery odds and what to watch next. Concentration improves the theoretical odds of recovery, though it does not guarantee anything. Stolen coins that stay parked are easier to track than coins already scattered through mixers. If law enforcement or a coordinated exchange response can pressure the off-ramps, 5 heavily watched addresses are simpler to contain than hundreds. Cases like the Bybit hack tracing effort show how far courts and analytics firms will now go to follow stolen funds across chains. The realistic outcome depends on what the thieves do next. Any attempt to launder the pooled Bitcoin through mixers or cross-chain bridges would signal they are prioritizing anonymity over holding. Continued silence, with the balance sitting untouched, suggests they are waiting for attention to fade before testing an exit. Either move will be visible on-chain the instant it happens, which is the recurring irony of large Bitcoin thefts. The same transparency that makes the network trustless also makes big stolen balances almost impossible to spend quietly.